What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to my favorite day of the week, Sync Music Mondays. I am Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best. And now it's time for me to introduce my co-host, my man, my brother, the one and only K Sparks, also known as Kyle Hunter. What's good, man?
What's up, Jay? What's going on, bro? Everything's healthy, man. What's the word? Sync Music Mondays. You know that, man. We here.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's time to get to the moolah.
Moolah, baby. We hit billions.
Billions, bros. Speaking of that, man, what's today's word of the day, man? I need that knowledge. You know, I'm trying to learn something. What's the word of the day?
Y'all know what it is, Sync Music Mondays, man. We always dropping gems. That's what we do. We call it the jewelry store. A lot of gems. The word of the day for today. Y'all gonna see it up on the screen right here. What is meant for you can't be delayed or taken. It won't be too early or too late. It'll be right on time. I'll say that again. What is meant for you can't be delayed or taken. It won't be too early or too late. It'll be right on time. Essentially, that's straightforward. That's to the point. I know a lot of times people might feel a way when they see other people progressing and things, you know, kind of not going in their favor. But the reality is that nobody could block your blessings, you know, and that's just the reality of it. Whatever's meant for you has your name on it. So don't feel discouraged. I know you see a lot of people getting a lot of wins and everything's glossed over on social media, but your blessing is coming. Your time is coming. All you got to do is play your position. You know, there's a saying that I love. It says, if you hang around the basket long enough, you'll get a rebound. So you just got to stay around, make sure you do what you got to do. And that is the word of the day.
Facts. Keep shooting them shots. And plus, you already know a lot of times people just, they just show the sexy parts and, you know, all that, but they never show, you know what I'm saying, the losses and the hard work that it took to get there. Or maybe not even the hard work. Maybe they just had a connection and, you know, there was no hard work. It was just a layup for them. And they glorified and made it seem like they worked hard and they really didn't. You never know. So, yeah, just run your race because you never know.
That's it, man. All facts, Jay. So, you know, this is a dope episode because, you know, we all big on financial literacy. That's why we do this. We do it for the culture. We love y'all. We love music. We love sync licensing. And we love to see y'all win. So today's episode is going to be a little different because what we want to talk about is a dope topic. And that topic is how to determine a business versus hobbyist mindset. And I think that's important. So we're going to dive into that today to be able to identify those two, because I think that's a big deal in terms of how artists can succeed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big deal. Like, how you approach things, your mental space can equate to success or failure. So we're going to dive right into this. And what I did, you know, we're just going to go with the definitions off the rip, right? So by the definition, what is business? Okay, business is a person's regular occupation, profession, or trade. Then it goes a little further to state the practice of making one's living by engaging in commerce. So essentially, your business is what gets you paid, right? There is some type of transactional action that's happening based upon your actions that's going to lead to you getting paid, right? Now, what's a hobbyist by definition? A hobbyist is someone who pursues an activity in their spare time for pleasure or relaxation, all right? So the main difference to be able to establish between the two, there's no monetization with a hobbyist, right? That's not at the forefront of what they're trying to do. They just want to have a good time, you know? And I think, like, for a lot of musicians, you know, when we talk about financial literacy, we want to make sure you guys are properly compensated for your gifts and your talents. You guys have the talents and you have the gifts, and we know that for a fact because you're here listening to us. So that means that you have a vested interest in monetizing your gifts and your talents. So the first step to changing this is to make sure that you focus and you buckle down to change your mentality. You know, if you could change your mind, you could change your life. That's a fact. So make sure that you establish in your mind, all right, I'm approach my music as my business. It's going to be more than a hobby for me. It's going to be something I can monetize, right? Now, when we progress it to the business mindset, let's look at that. So a business mindset is someone who has SMART goals. And we're going to put this up on the screen so y'all can see that. So if y'all are not familiar with SMART goals, that's an acronym, right? And what that stands for is it's basically a specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So when you establish that type of foundation for what you're trying to do, that's important because you're able to accurately establish markers for yourself. So you have goals, right? So it's not open-ended. And that's what a business mindset will do for you. It'll establish, listen, I have these goals. This is how I'm going to get to these goals. This is the skill set that I'm going to use to get to these goals. And I'm going to be able to accomplish and execute that within a certain time frame, right? Because goals can't be open-ended. There has to be structure. So that's how we approach everything we do. Me and Jay alike, like, you know, we're businessmen in addition to musicians. Even how we approach our business is Sync Music Mondays, right? We have goals. We have sustainable goals that we're able to reach and establish. And if we see things aren't going the way we want, then we pivot. And that's the same way you should do with your music. Establish goals and reasonable timelines that you want to execute certain things. You know, I love my friends dearly. I know a lot of musicians, and some are more successful than others. And the ones who aren't successful, it's clear as day why they're not successful, because they make a lot of excuses, right? So, you know, that goes back to the mind state of a hobbyist, right? Like, they don't have any strategy. So, you know, someone who just does music just to do it, they say, you know, I want to go platinum, right? But that's a hoop dream, right? That's not a business plan. That's a wish. And that's not something that can be executed, because you're just saying what you want, but you don't establish how you're going to get there. I always say all the time, if I have a shed in front of me and I say, all right, it's just the pieces of the shed and I want to build it. All right, then I have to establish how I'm going to execute that. I need a hammer. I need a screwdriver. I need certain things in place. I need nails to make that happen. So when we talk about the mindset, I want you all just to kind of think about what your goals are. You know, what do you want to attain from music? You know, if you want to get music placements, okay, how do you want to get there? You know, what is your business strategy to help you succeed, right? If you want to become a music supervisor, there are plenty of artists that want to get on that side. Establish goals for yourself, how you can attain that, right? Now, something that's big and, you know, I think that this is key that helped me, and you know, I love to share this stuff with you guys when we talk about financial literacy, having infrastructure. So what you want to do is be able to establish key role players that can help you reach your goals. Without that, it's going to be very hard to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So, you know, if you want to get more music placements, then you want to establish a foundation. What does that look like? Well, if you're a singer, if you're a rap artist, you need producers, right? You need a great engineer, right? You need people that can help you package this product. And that's where the infrastructure comes into place. You know, that's what a business mindset will help you establish. You know, sit down, even if you want to get like a vision board, or, you know, one of those boards where you just put things on and, you know, you can constantly pivot and adjust it. But ultimately, you want to make sure that you're constantly writing down and establishing goals within a time frame. For hobbyists, as clear as day, they don't have infrastructure. It's pretty much chaos, right? It's just day to day. They freestyling. Their staff is full of their homeboys and their homegirls. You know, their aunties and their uncles. But no one is vetted, right? No one has any credentials. No one, you know, your auntie's your publicist, but she ain't never did any professional PR in her life, you know? And that's not to say that you can't hire friends and family, but ultimately it's like you have to make sure that you vet these people. So, you know, if your homeboy, you brought him on board, but he's not producing, he gotta go, right? If your homegirl, you brought on board, but she's not producing, she gotta go. I remember a long time ago, OG told me straight up, he said, Sparks, everybody can't come. You know, and that's a fact. It's like you can love people, but you have to make sure that you're able to accomplish what you need to accomplish. So, I mean, that's pretty much in a nutshell, you know, establishing the difference between a business mindset and a hobbyist, you know. And we want all you guys and everyone listening to this to have a business mindset so you can win and you will win.
Period. I don't even need to say nothing else. I mean, my man pretty much just wrapped it up. I mean, all I can say is, you know, I know plenty of people who just do music for fun and, you know, they make tracks here and there. But there's a difference between people who just do that and the people that's, you know, copywriting the stuff that they're doing, that understands the copyright. They trademark their name, and if they have a company, they, you know, they trademark the company name. They're constantly registering their songs with the performance rights organization. They know what that is. They're pitching songs, since we're talking about sync music licensing. They're constantly figuring out, okay, does this PR company or this PR person work for me or work for them? Like, they're constantly learning and contacting and networking and figuring out new things. So that's pretty much the difference. But my man K-Spox, as you just heard and seen, he pretty much gave you all a detailed answer. But until next week, we out.